Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Gretch Talk with the Wow Man. Call now, 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission. Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmission. Just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Grudge Talk. I'm your host, the Wild Man Ron Thomas, and this is a test show. As you know, yesterday we had all kind of problems with the show. We were going to have Baldy on, so me and Blog Talk got together and said, hey, what's going on? I haven't done a show for some time, but that means that my channel is still available and out there. After all, I was the first one to have a racing show on Blog Talk back in 2008, if you can remember. So Blog Talk said, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We're going to do some other things and so that you can go mobile and go out with your portable equipment and go on the air. So that's what we're doing right now. We're kind of like testing the equipment to see if everything will work out fine. Now, I got to remind everyone that right now, I'm in and out, so I'm trying some things to find out if it's going to work and if it's going to be good for me and just how everything is going to be going. So bear with me. We're going to be playing a lot of commercials. You're going to hear a lot of things because we're going to be working on some equipment. And while I'm on the subject of what we're doing, let me say this, and that is, this is something that I created, like I said, in 2008. And since then, the internet grudge racing radio circuit has blown. There are so many shows. And I guess what I'm doing right now is letting you know what really happened with me and why I decided that I wasn't going to do any more shows unless it's something special. Now, when I say something special, let me put in a disclaimer here. Unless I'm doing a show for Larry T's Custom T-Shirts out of Maryland, the Baltimore area, D.C. area, that's because he has been so good to me. And my major sponsor, JRT Racing Transmissions, out of Maryland, that unless either one of them call me and say, well, man, we need you to do a show, then I'll do a show. As you know, the show is still owned by, you guessed it, Killer. So no doubt about that. So, you know, he went along with me. He said, well, you know, this show game has gotten to the point that most of the show hosts, all they care about is who got the most listeners, you know. And it's ironic because my show was the reason why Blog Talk started charging the way they charge. Because there was a time, and I can go back, you can go back into my archives and check it out. I had 740 people on the phone line, jammed up their system at one time. And Blog Talk said, hey, you know, we can make revenue not from the internet per se, but from the people that are doing the shows. So they started charging the fees, you know, and that's where it is right now. And now we have shows on every night of the week, 7 nights a week, almost 24/7. You got morning shows, afternoon shows, evening shows. And I got to the point where listening to some of the shows, it wasn't what I intended it to be. And instead of fighting, I decided that I would just step back and let everyone do their thing. You know, and if you can remember about 3 months ago, I was helping Grudge Inc. With some of their categories on how they were going to select who was the Grudge Racer of the Year, the Team of the Year, and everything. We talked about spreadsheets and how to select the nominees and everything. And then that kind of got out of hand. And it wasn't Grudge Inc.'s fault. It was because everyone wanted to have their say-so about how to do it. And that's practically when I did my last show, within a couple of weeks after I made the announcement that I was no longer affiliated with anyone. And that Grudge Talk is a copyrighted name, and that I'm a standalone guy. And I wasn't affiliated with anyone. Now, that meant that I wasn't knocking anyone. It's just that I didn't go along with some of the problems and some of the things that were happening. And if you remember, I used to always talk to Jay Barnes when he got started. And I told Jay Barnes that it's a business. And thanks to, I'll tell you who told me when I was doing this for free. And this person said, "Wow, man, you can't do it for free. You know, you got a family and everything." Lo and behold, tell it like it is. He gave me some information and told me what to do, and I've been doing it ever since. So, you know, it was a business, and, you know, I was bringing in new equipment. You know, I was going to tracks, and in the contract that I would have with a promoter is I would go to the track, plug in my cordless mic, and I'd broadcast live because I didn't want to be in the tower where those clocks were, because I didn't want no one to say, "Wow, man, you knew how fast so-and-so went," or else to come up to me and ask me. So I brought in my own equipment, which I still have, had backup mics and everything, and state-of-the-art at that time. But since then, times have evolved, and there's portable equipment that so portable you don't even know the guy is broadcasting live on his show. And I created the system that Blog Talks use today. They used to always test some equipment with me. As a matter of fact, if you go back into my archives, you'll see a test show. I think it was in 2009. And the only person that was helping me on the show was none other than Baldy. That's right, Baldy helped me. So, you know, that's been some time ago. And it's all there in my archives. You can go all the way back. I have enough archive shows that I can do a show from now, from 2008, put it like that, up to today, and do one every Wednesday, and still wouldn't have to crack no mic for the next 5 years, I put it like that. Uninterrupted show, started the first show and go all the way through. But I'm just testing the equipment right now. You could say I'm just kind of like running my mouth. So that's what's happening. Also, what did it got? Periscope now? Hey, y'all can stop and think back when I used to do a live show and from the zoo, Macon and everything, a live video show where everyone used to chat and send me their comments about this and that, you know. And I used to ask, "What do you think of the show?" And it would show up on the screen. There's the Periscope of the day. So, you know, what I needed it to do, which I'm not interested in that, is really I got some copyrights, but I need some patterns. But things is going real good, and I'm just rolling with the punches. I've got some health issues, another reason why I won't do no show, and I don't like to let everybody know about my health. I do know one thing, that health is very good. Sydney, 8 weeks old. That's right, Sydney Scotty Thomas, born October the 15th, 2015, at 10:52 a.m. Got all that stuff down pat in my mind. So, you know, I'm trying to raise a new son. This would be another generation of Thomases on my end. I got them from 8 weeks to, my son would probably get mad at me, up until, yeah, age. But anyway, I'm blessed. Good Lord has been looking after me. So that's all I wanted to do, is just test this equipment and see how it was going to go. This is 15 minutes. You never can tell. I will be in Orlando this weekend. Got a couple of cars I'm very interested in. I'm watching. And by the way, the cheap one is for sale. It's been for sale for the longest. A little story behind that. I was going to sell the car to Matt McGlohorn, Rugrat, some time ago. And Matt was very serious about buying the car, and he was looking at it. And we were out testing the car in Orangeburg when I locked up the motor. And it just so happened I locked up the motor coming out of the water box. God is good. All the time. It could have been worse. I could have been going down the track when it happened. And it really could have messed up some things. But just so happened, when it locked up, I was coming out of the water box. Let me tell this story so everyone will be straight on this. It wasn't a motor that Little Mo built. It was a motor that Jason LaRusso had bought from someone, and he parted it. You could say he parted it out. And I had an opportunity to buy the complete motor, big chief head, split dominators and everything. And I elected to go with the short block. And we pulled the big chief heads off because I had some specialty heads. I have some specialty heads on the cheap one, on the Nova. And I didn't need those big chief heads. And so all we seen was some pistons on top. And we couldn't tell if the motor was in bad shape. But, you know, I bought the bottom end, the short block, put all my stuff on it. Little Mo put the car, the motor together, him and David escapes me, his last name. But Plummer, no, David, no, not David Plummer. Oh, but anyway, he used to have a Pro Mod car. And he used to help Little Mo with Mo Green. It'll come to me. Partridge, David Partridge. Well, he put the finishing touches on the car. And I always tell everyone, and it being a Nova, it's a clone to Charles Green's Camaro. Because when Little Mo was building Charles Green's Camaro, Mo Green, the cheap Thrills car was sitting right next to it. Everything he did to Charles Green's car, he did to the cheap one. So that's what happened with that. So, you know, it's got some history. And back to the story about Matt. We blew the motor, and God is good all the time, because had I had sold that car to Matt and he went out and blew the motor, me and him would still be friends, but the friendship would have been really broken up a little bit. But it's got a fresh motor in it now. I think it only has 6 passes on the fresh motor. We took the big tires off and put the wheelie bar on it, and we're trying to do it. $20,000 turnkey, or $15,000 rolling. How about that? $5,000 more. You can buy a freshened up, call $6,500 to freshen up the motor. So I just wanted to come on and do some checking to see how everything was going. So it's time for me to say, hey, I'll see you down in Orlando. So until next time, your wild man Ron Thomas saying, this has been a test, and I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio. with the wild man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.